So whose call was that? Was that DC at the end of the day?
Yeah, or
was
some high up said, no, 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 no.
Fucking vaginas.
Heroes don't eat pussy.
What?
Is it? Is it they're Khaled's?
I guess. I don't know.
Batman is DJ Khaled? Seriously. I remember seeing a video of The Rock talking shit to DJ Khaled for night muff diving. He was like, real men get their face dirty, motherfucker.
That's what he said?
Something along those lines, yeah. He was dissing Khaled. That's kind of funny. The Rock. I mean, he'll fuck Khaled up.
Yeah, he will fuck Khaled up.
Another one. Another vagina I didn't eat.
Oh, my God. He's married, bro, and he's like heavy Muslim.
Yeah, but his poor lady don't get the gratification.
You don't know that.
That he does. He said he doesn't.
Yeah, you say a lot of
thing.
Shit.
It was a big thing. Came out. Like, they even asked her, and she verified. She's like, what can I say? But when he's gone and he's on vacation, the butler.
She's all, but when he's on tour. She has a fucking clit sucker 3000.
No, the butler. The gardener. Hi, Miss Khaled. What'd you say, honey? When you gonna let me fuck, Miss Khaled?
You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
You know, I had a fucking question the other day. Kind of fucked with me, but the more I think about it, the more illogical it sounds.
Just hear it.
You know how civilization in I think I want to say the United States, it started on the East Coast, right? On the East Coast, you know, fucking, yeah. What is that? Plymouth Rock and shit, Massachusetts, shit, fucking all the way down to Virginia and, you know, obviously New York, all that shit, fucking Staten Island, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? But what if that was reversed and it happened over here?
What the fuck?
Bro, there are people here already, though.
I'm talking about, but it happened over here, San Francisco is New York.
Okay.
That type of situation. You know what I'm saying? San Diego is fucking, Virginia. And Oregon is fucking Plymouth Rock, you know? Shit like that. It would be weird, huh?
I mean, it would just be weird. Yeah.
Is it just a high-ass thought?
I think it's a high-ass thought because... Smoke weed every day. When did they start heading west? The gold rush and shit?
I mean, yeah.
When they started settling?
See,
but the thing is that our ancestors, well, it just depends, because I got ancestors that are from Mexico, Cananea area. That's Sonora. That's basically Pascuayaki shit.
Yep.
Territory and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And then I got family that's from Spain.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, I'm Indian, too.
Matt's Spaniard. Saying? Yeah, little Indian.
Yeah.
Same shit.
You know? But
did you ever do one of them things of 23 and me?
No, I'm not trying to incriminate myself.
You just know?
Give them my DNA. Think I'm gonna come in a cup?
Cloned.
Oh, you spit in a cup, right?
Cloned. No, you get a swab of your inner cheek.
You take it in your urethra?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Rectal.
Yuck.
But yeah, that's fucking, I was thinking about that the other day. How different do you think shit would be? It'd be kind of crazy.
Well, you got old ass buildings on the West Coast. You have old fucking towns that's been established since the early 1700s, you know?
But how many years do you think it was before, New York was built, right? Life was over there. There was fucking actual, civilization, people working, living, doing shit. At that time, do you think that fucking shit was popping in LA? Or was not even that yet, right? It took years before that shit made it over here, right? You got a railroad, bringing steel over and all kinds of shit like that.
It's just crazy to think of transportation at the time. You think about it, there's no roads.
Railroads, bro.
No, not even railroads most of the time. Most wagons. Of the time, you're fucking wagons on some uneven pavement type. Or not even pavement, just fucking terrain.
Not even pavement, fucking terrain, dirt.
You know, you're just fucking cruising through the fucking...
Oregon Trail? But it was the other way around.
You died of dysentery.
It's not called Oregon Trail. It's called Michigan Trail. Something like that, you know? Minnesota Trail. Delaware.
That goes back to that question they asked. Is would you rather be the stupidest man in 100 years from now or the smartest man 100 years ago?
Yeah. Damn, that's fucking... Smartest man 100 years ago. So you're ahead of your time?
You're one of these...
You're Doc Brown in part 3.
Yeah, you're right prohibition time.
Okay.
The 20s.
So you're like, fucking, okay, but you're basically, you're Alfred. You can create things, you can make stuff because you're fucking ahead of your time, right? Like, you have gadgets and shit.
Yeah, that's or the stupidest person in 100 years. Because, like, imagine all that technology. I don't think
anybody would take that. Because then in 100 years, what if, like, a civilization is going to be so much advanced and you're lit. Dumb?
It's so lit,
and
though.
And you're dumb?
It's so lit. Like, you're going to be the fucking... You might be a dumb fuck.
You're going to be the dude who doesn't know how to use the three shells.
Right? He doesn't know how to use the shells. Like, Schneider was just like, you fucking simple fuck. He always uses, like, the toggle bell.
Order up, order up.
This is a certified hood classic.
Like we always do about this time.
You are now tuned into the Hood Diner Podcast with your hosts, DJ Sentry and the homie Casual.
Dude, did you see their video?
We fucked this dude up.
Right.
These are battle wounds, that's it. You know, I started playing Step in the Name of Love again.
It's a good song.
Well, my thing is, I can't play.
Yo, this is DJ Sentry.
Nah, I'm the homie Casual.
And you're listening to the Hood Diner Podcast, episode 131.
Yeah, 131.
131, we're going to get it done.
You ain't done. I don't know, you guys, what do you think? What do you think? I know it's a high-ass question, but what do you think would happen if civilization started on the West Coast and not the East Coast? Like, for some stupid reason, they went the other way around. Or the middle of the night, the fucking captain fell asleep and the boat just turned around and it just started going and they, you know. I mean, obviously they had the sun to fall. See, it's the more that I think about it, the more it doesn't, like, it wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen, you know. But you never know. I'm just saying, what if they were like, well, I don't want to go that way. I don't want to go towards the sun. He might get angry with me. Let's
shit,
go.
The sun's angry at us now.
Let's
shit.
Go away from him. Let's go away from him.
Goddamn sun's like the fucking sun from Mario 2.
Right? It's like you hate the sun, but you love the suns.
Yeah. I seen a picture of someone pointing a gun at the sun earlier.
Yeah.
And they calm your shit.
I seen the picture where it shows fucking Earth, the sun, and Arizona in the middle of it.
There was another meme. Arizona, or it was Texas and California talking to each other about being hot. And then Arizona comes in the state. Hey, you don't know nothing about hot.
Yeah.
Fucking people got too much time on their hands.
Bless the nerds, man. Bless the nerds. Okay, let me see. Episode 131.
We're going to do something new first?
Sure. Why the fuck not?
You know, it was my week this week. And I'm not going to lie to you. I was slacking this week, but... Kaz recommended this Baja Blast Colada that they have at Taco Bell. It's a new one. Not
Baja,
bad.
Baja Colada.
Not bad. Not my favorite. Battle, you know.
When it's hot.
We don't drink it. We gonna drink it. Whew. It's literally a diabetes drinks. Bomb.
It is. It's pretty bad. But.
Like, I can feel the sugar pulsating through my
veins. We try it for you guys. Just to let you know. You know?
That's that sugar is just like womp, 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 womp.
That's what we talked about on the Patreon today. We were talking about how, like, you know, we try these things so that you don't have to. We give you the honest truth, whether it's worth it or not.
But if it's dank, try it, you know?
Yeah, you know, I mean, hey, at the end of the day, you're going to make up your own decision, but you know what I'm saying? Speaking of food, like, okay, did you weigh in on the whole Chex Mix versus Trail Mix shit?
Yeah, I told everybody Gardetto's over Chex Mix all day.
Okay, but do you out of the fucking Trail Mix Chex Mix thing, what do you go with?
What was the question to be?
Which one's better?
Between what?
Between Bobby and Adam.
Are they both the question?
They said which one's better, Chex Mix or Trail Mix?
Well, Chex Mix is a brand name of Trail Mix. They're technically the same thing.
They're really not, though.
Well, it depends, because your idea of Trail Mix might be different from mine.
I mean, technically, it's just all Gorp, right? Good old raisins and peanuts.
Whoa, you know Gorp. What I'm saying?
Gorp, you never heard that?
I thought
Gorp.
You just said a racial slur Gorp. Right now.
I mean, hey, you know. Trust me, I brought my Gorp. I'm already killed most of my Gorp right
if
here.
If I had to choose one, it'd probably be a brand name shit, like a Chex Mix. As opposed to a Trail Mix. I like the raisins in them, though, with the M&M's.
Yeah.
The M&M.
So you like Chex Mix over that?
I would say Trail Mix over Chex Mix.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at, too. Me and Bob, we on Bobby's side.
Because it's like, you might even have a thing of jerky side. With you, too. You know what I'm saying? If you're on a
jerky,
road trip.
Jerky over that.
It goes hand in hand.
Right? It's all about that old trap house. I don't know about that trap house. If you ever see old Trapper at a Circle K or at a fucking a Love's or an A&W or whatever gas station, you ever see old Trapper house and you've never tried it, get it. The fucking black pepper one slaps, I promise you. It will be the best beef jerky you've ever had. I mean, other than like
best you ever had.
Real danky ass, like, you know, homemade shit. But as far as the brands go, this shit's all over the damn Sasquatch and then the fucking Slim Jim, any of them flavors. What is the other one? I don't care.
Honker.
I don't care.
Jack
trap,
Links?
It's Trap. There you go. Yeah, this shit's on Jack Links. This
I'm
shit's
a big
links.
Jack Link fan.
Well,
man.
This shit, you know that Trap House shit's
it's
links.
Good.
It shit's links.
It shit's links out.
On Trap Links. On Trap Links. Everything's Trap. Trap Links and Trap Slim Jim. You ever go to Costco?
Rarely. I'm not a fan of getting fucking 32 of one item.
Really?
Yeah, just because it's like,
even if it's cheaper?
Eh, it's not really price. It's about convenience. I like shopping at Safeway because you don't have a bunch of peasants with you fighting over food, like at Walmart or Fry's.
Okay. God
damn! And the lines, the anxiety that I get from waiting in lines, like, you don't understand the PTSD of waiting in line with your mom and three other children that are your siblings with a cart full of fucking groceries. Like, how much time you really spend at a fucking grocery store with your children? Like, for when you have a whole pack of animals with you, you know?
I'm telling you, man. I couldn't handle it working at Food for Less, watching these poor moms having to bag their own shit. It was horrible. I'd come around the corner. I'd fucking start grabbing their shit.
Yeah, I'm all cool with that. But I'm just saying, like, the time spent. I got real weird, not phobias, but just, like, triggers, you know? Triggers. It's just the shit that shouldn't bother you that does bother
you. You want to know what helped me
you
with that?
You know another thing?
You want to know what's helped me with that?
What's that?
Going into the stores with my headphones on, listening to music
podcasts. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that allows you to
get,
yeah.
I'm in a zone and usually I'm there for what I'm going to get. And now, I don't give a fuck what else
I'll rip a ball,
on.
I'll spark one, go in there with the headphones. You're good.
That's what I love about the AirPods. The pros, how they have that fucking, it's not the spatial audio, but it's called something else where you can hear sounds around you. But still be listening to what sounds good in your headphones. Them shits are fucking bomb.
Another thing that bothers me is the fucking carts. Like, put your fucking cart back, people. Like, you're such a narcissist that whatever you got going on is more important than putting in the little corral.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get off your high horse and fucking put it away. But that's neither here nor there.
Get off your high horse, Richie. Yeah, no, I've been a fucking bag boy. I've been a fucking cart getter. I know how
that
feels.
Yeah, man.
So I always...
The other day I pulled up to Fry's...
put that shit back.
Just to get some shit real quick for the cookout I had last Sunday when the fucking Suns swept...
You had a cookout, huh? Sick invite, bro.
Hey, bro. You didn't want to be out there
sick
that
sick invite,
you didn't
bro.
Want to be out there in that heat, bro. I'm telling you right now.
You
I drank
know.
Three PBRs, bro, and I felt like I was going to die.
Shit.
The dehydration
I like carne asada too, man.
Hey, dog. Well, shit, next time. You do it for Father's Day.
Okay.
No, I said, what are you doing for Father's Day?
I don't know. Probably taking my dad out somewhere.
Yeah, we'll probably grill.
Okay.
The Suns play that day if they end the game on Friday. Yay, yay! But we're getting far into sports when we should be more focused on at the topic.
Gorp gang. That's all I got to finish. That's gang. All I got to say about that. That's all I have to say about that. Oh, yeah. And I didn't tell my shit. I gave it a 4.
I gave it 3.5.
It was good.
It was good,
but yeah,
the,
you're
the,
right.
The pina is very heavy.
Very, very hardcore. But it's good. It's worth trying once, everybody. Get out there. Go to Taco Bell. Get you a fucking, what is it called again?
Baja Blast Colada.
Baja Blast Colada. I thought it was just Baja Colada, but yeah, you know, that rolls better off the tongue. Can I get a Baja Colada? Can I get a Baja Blast Colada? That just sounds more sexual. Let me give you one of them Baja Blasts.
Colada.
You want a blast?
You want a colada?
Your culada? All you gotta do is change the way you vocalize one letter and it changes everything. Culada. ¿Quieres? ¿Quieres culada?
That's hilarious.
Okay, so let me see. I don't think I wrote anything else down in food, but let me double check. Negative. Negatory. Okay, so this week on the menu, guys, we'll get to Mr. Adam Simmons' question in a little bit. Maybe we'll end with that shit, so you guys all have to stay tuned to the end of it. Okay, no, you know what? Before we go any further, the sponsors.
Dude Wipes are flushable wipes for at-home and on-the-go situations. Go to dudeproducts.com and use code HOOD to get 15% off of your order. Hashtag no mud butt.
Do that like super deep voice, like slow down.
Yeah, ready?
Okay.
Official clothing. Official clothing is a streetwear brand rooted in hip-hop and pop culture, producing quality shirts, hats, and accessories. That's so official, doc.
Okay.
Let me do that over.
Official clothing. Official clothing is a streetwear brand rooted in hip-hop and pop culture, producing quality shirts, hats, and accessories. Go to official.com, that's OHFISHL.com. Use code HOOD and get 25% off your entire order and get free shipping over $50. Official clothing, live by your own rules.
Okay.
Empire Rolling, the makers of the Bennies. Bennies are a high-end rolling paper created from all-natural ingredients and offer a clean and tobacco-free alternative for blunt light smoking sessions. Go to EmpireRolling.com and use code HOOD and get 10% off your order. That's Empire Rolling, the official rolling paper of the Hood Diner Podcast.
Sandbox. Sandbox is a monthly subscription that provides you with a 30-day supply of your favorite cologne or perfume. Choose from over 850 brand name designer fragrances delivered right to your door and get free shipping as well as free returns. Go to scentbox.com and use code HOOD for 35% off your first month's purchase. Scentbox.com.
Okay.
Last but not least, we are a part of the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Go to innercirclepn.com and get the links to all the shows. Preview all the latest releases from the hashtag No Offense Show, Shit Happens When You Party Naked, Simmons & More, The Plunge, Failing Hollywood, The Untrained Eye, and of course, The Hood Diner. That's innercirclepn.com. Hey, so I talked to you about who we're going to possibly reach out to.
Right.
To be getting sponsored by, right? You're down with that?
I'm down.
I like it. I like the fact that it's like not exactly following in the footsteps of somebody else who's already sponsored by a similar brand. It's like a different, it's a totally different ballgame. And I mean, yeah.
You're all same, but can, different.
Same, pero not the same.
Okay.
But yeah, next week, guys, we might have a little bit of a announcement for you. So make sure you tune in. Also, next week, episode 132, we're going to have our special guest, our homeboy, Mr. Tommy Will. Coming back to the diner. He's going to come talk to us about his recent news. He's got some good news that he's going to drop on us. Or he already dropped it. I mean, if you know what we're talking about, then you already know what it is. But if you don't, guess what? Tune in next week. He's going to drop some shit on you guys. And it's awesome. It's going to be very good news. So, yeah, tune in. Okay. Let me see. News, bro. You know what? Off top, bro. Off top. The Suns and Four guy, bro. The Suns and Four guy. Fucking, he's a legend now. He's a legend in Arizona now, dog. The shirts. He's already been on a couple podcasts, couple fucking news radio shows and shit like that. He's fucking famous. I want to know if he got booted out. Or if they just let him. I want to know if they let him ride.
It was self-defense, though.
They were like, oh, yeah.
It was self-defense.
So they kicked the other guys out. Edgar.
Kicked out the Edgars.
Dude, did you see their video?
No, we fucked this dude up.
These are battle wounds. That's it.
In Denver.
God.
No, this now, is the thing. Now our
are
listeners
they
might
from here?
No, that's Denver.
They were Denver. That was Denver? That was in Denver? I thought it was in Phoenix.
Some people, no. Game four was in Denver. The first two games were in Phoenix.
Okay.
So, for people who don't understand what Edgars are, they have a very prototypical haircut.
It's a bowl.
It's a bowl cut, kind of like you just let the hair flop over.
Mm-hmm.
And like a taper fade.
It's fluffy.
And they use the N-word. Like they use it like in every single word, like beep beep this, beep beep that, beep beep that, you know, like, oh, I just beat that beep and the beep and the beep and the beep, you know.
Too much.
Too much. Like, first of all, you're Mexicans using the N-word. You just shouldn't
do it. Yeah, I'm looked away.
You know, but anyhow, these two Edgars were starting some shit, talking shit to some Phoenix Suns fans. They were like an aisle up. And I guess he poured his beer on the dude.
Poured his beer on him, dog.
Where I come from, you pour your beer on somebody, you're going to fight.
That's like the olden days when someone came up with a glove and slapped the shit out of you.
No, back then someone had to
challenge
die.
Challenge you to a duel.
Yeah, someone had to
that's
die.
That's the same shit, bro. You can't pour beer on me, fucker.
But yeah, so that's what happened. That's what provoked the whole thing. Well, they were talking shit to the dudes, and he was acting like he was walking away, and then he threw a sucker punch. Well, the sucker punch didn't go so well.
It didn't even connect, bro.
He like swung while the dude caught him. Like, grabbed him by the fucking shirt.
By the jersey.
And just started fucking dude up.
Wailing, bro.
Just
dropping
haymakers to the face.
Dropping little fucking, yeah, dog. Little bam-bams.
And he pauses midway and has dude locked up to where he can't even fight. And he goes, I'm going to kick your friend's ass. And Suns in four. And then he fucking starts fucking dude up some more.
And then the other dude, he like swung at the other dude, but dude blocked it. But fucking, yeah, then he fucking, the dude got away, and then he fucking looked at the other homie. Because they had a third homie that was videotaping them, right? Because the angle, the first angle that you got to see when it first came out, he's like putting something in his pocket away. Like, I don't know if he took his watch off.
Yeah.
And then put it away, but then he like all smooth, like, get ready, bro, I'm gonna do this, ready? And then he fucking went, like, who didn't see that shit coming, bro?
I will be real with you, if I'm a row up, I got the high ground. Like Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
And Anakin's looking at me like that. I'm probably going to Sparta kick him in the chest before I throw a punch.
He fucked up. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get a Sparta kick and I'm going to kick you down that well. You know, like, yeah. That's what's going to happen.
But, Suns in four!
Yeah, but that didn't happen. But yeah, that dude's a goat already. I guess Devin Booker reached out to him. Yeah, Barstool Sports was making t-shirts with them on.
That's
there.
Who it is, yeah. Barstool Sports, yeah.
Yeah, so shout out to
that's
dude.
Hilarious, dog. That's hilarious. Yeah, I went and followed him on Instagram already.
Yeah?
I'm like, what up?
Got himself a sister for a girlfriend.
Okay.
White boy got some soul.
Not that that matters.
No, got some soul. No, he got himself some soul. He knows what time it is, you know?
Yep.
He got tired with Karen.
Right?
You know? Anyhow.
Suns in four, guy, man.
Suns in four.
We even know his real name?
I don't know his real name.
We gotta at least fucking give him a real shout out. Suns in four, guy. Look, I didn't even gotta type too much.
Shit, I'm gonna grab me another water real quick. You want one?
Oh, no, I'm good, bro. Thank you. Suns in four, guy, is getting his own action figure.
That's so sick.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? Damn, he's so dead, bro. What is his name, dog? Let me see.
Now, he's not coming out with a toy. Someone made a toy.
No, someone's making it to fucking, yeah, to raffle this shit. But look, this is it right here. Look at that.
That's hilarious.
I still can't find his fucking name. Here we go. I found it right here. His name is Nick McKellar. Nick McKellar joined Barstool Sports, the Dave Portnoy show, and broke the whole fight down from start to finish, explaining why he was never the aggressor in the situation. That's hilarious, dog. Yeah, that fool fucking thought he was throwing a fucking haymaker little bitch-ass punch, and like he didn't even connect, I think. And then the fact that they went and told a lie on their fucking selves afterwards. They were out there playing the fuck. Dude, they should have just went dead silence. They shouldn't have said a fucking thing, but no. They made it worse for themselves, bro. Those dudes are... You're a fucking... What's the word I'm looking for, bro? They're a social pariah right now. Real shit. Like, all their homies are clowning on him, dog.
On the Edgar?
On Edgar's, yeah. On all of them, bro. Like, those fools are just like, they don't have no friends right now.
You're all, you made Denver look like a bunch of bitches.
Fucking dumb son of a bitch. Okay, let me see. Okay, so apparently, Mr. fucking Tiger King himself, Joe Exotic, is
he's launching. He's on NFTs and shit, too.
Did he really? He's ahead of the game, dog. Good for him.
Show you non-fungible.
Joe Exotic is launching his own weed strain. Now, before I look it up, what do you think it's called? I haven't even looked it up yet, but what do you think it's called? I'm not even looking yet.
You kitty, kitty.
Kitty Kush. Kitty
Kush. Carol Baskin's Kush.
No, she already has. No, she doesn't have her own weed. She has her own crypto. Kitty coin. Remember? We talked about
that. Yeah.
Okay, so what is your, Kitty, kitty, kitty? That's what you're saying? What is the name of it? Let me see. It's going to be THC Group of Cannabis to bring a variety of cannabis products under the Tiger King's name in Colorado, California, and Oklahoma. It just says the Joe Exotic strain. Damn it. I was hoping for something better. He was convicted for 2 counts of murder for hire and 17 wildlife charges. Yeah, he ain't going nowhere. Nowhere soon.
He was really sold on fucking Trump giving him that pardon too, wasn't he?
Bro, he had a fucking limo outside. We talked about that, dude. Remember? It was like that. That was a fucking... What do you call it? Like we kind of do. I think it was like the Jackass of the Week type shit, but pobrecito. I couldn't bring myself to put that shit in there. Yeah, he fucked up.
You done fucked up!
Yeah, doesn't say... Joseph Maldonado Passage, also known as Joe Exotic.
He's all, you, well, you ain't that straight. He just gives him a meth and a fucking Dodge Ram.
Right. Okay, moving out of news into music, dog. I have nothing.
As far down. As music, they had a E versus, what's it called tonight? Trina.
Yeah. Versus. Yeah. Man, Eve got out.
Yeah, but Trina is the baddest bitch.
Trina is the baddest bitch, but Trina don't have shit with Dr. Dre.
Remember that? Love is blind. It'll take over your mind. Yeah. What you think is love.
Dude, that was like
truly love.
You're like totally. That was like a song that was like really song. About
like
being fucking
domestic violence. Yes. Yeah, it was a slapper though.
You're all fucking shitting on it. Bum, bum, bum,
bam, bam. That was one of Swizz's like low key fire beats.
It was a good song. It was a good song.
There's this one video of Swizz where he's like just hitting one button and then fucking Busta Rhymes has a stink face in the background. I'm like, bro, that's not fire.
I mean, he was filling the beats. Bing, 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 bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing. It wasn't fire, bro.
Did you by any chance listen to the episode where I looped the beat of us doing the fucking the sounds from doing the beatboxing on the toilet?
Yeah,
it was all boom, 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 boom. Did you get to that?
Yeah.
It was like a good little 30-second clip of fucking the beat. It was pretty funny, man. I'm going to have to like find that and just like randomly so throw it Trina, in every now and then.
Trina, you know
Trina
what?
Trina had like 3 good songs, bro, and that's it. Name more than 3.
Pull up that ass too fat. Whoop, whoop. Remember that one?
That one was good. What else?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ain't no motherfucking Trick Daddy. Ain't no motherfucking no Nan.
Yeah, but that's not her song. Exactly. We're not talking about.
Video no Nan.
We're not talking about features.
She's out lick a N-word's nutsack like me. I'm like, what? In like fucking 9th grade.
Right. What up?
I'm like, what?
See, and Trina don't got no shit with Gwen Stefani.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying? And a beat made by Dr. Dre. Mind. Like
that song still hits to this day.
To this day, bro. That fucking shit is tight.
Yeah, bro.
Okay. So, yeah, I think Eve won. Let's see if there's already a fucking score out there.
Shit, I'm surprised I can't think of more Trina songs.
Versus Eve and Trina's versus battle. Here's what happened. The hip-hop icons went head-to-head over 20 rounds playing hits from the past two decades. Wow. Oh, yeah. Today was fucking... today is Tupac Shakur's 50th birthday. Tupac. Of course, yeah, she fucking... Dude, that tambourine song? Remember that tambourine song? That Swizz Beatz tambourine song? That shit. Tribute to Tupac. Okay, tribute. What Trina was on 1 Minute Man.
Beep, beanie. Beep, beanie.
She was on that Hot Boys remix with Lil Mo, Nas, and Q-Tip. Hot boy. What's your name? I don't care. Skippy Doo.
You know, I started playing Step in the Name of Love again.
It's a good song.
Well, my thing is,
I
can't play. I can't play it until he gets.
I had to river. Wait a minute.
Until he gets convicted. That's R. Kelly. Until he gets convicted, then I won't play.
He's
it
He's
no
not
more.
Convicted yet.
No.
I mean, bro, the you got to admit the evidence is stacked against.
It's very heavy, but with that being said, we live in America.
We sure do.
And in America, you are innocent until proven guilty. Hey, I didn't write the rules. That's just what they are.
Hey, those are the rules, but the rules do not always apply to everybody equally.
Check this shit out. What happens if he gets off of the charges?
That's how Professor Snape would say it.
Equally. I've been watching Harry Potter.
Dude, Harry Potter's fucking dope.
It's way
dope,
more lit
bro.
Than people give credit to, you know?
Bro, like they just get better. And they get darker.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I had a friend hit me up on Instagram saying, yeah, I won't let my son watch the first couple because they get way darker.
I mean, bro, somebody dies in the fifth one.
Yeah.
Vinci, what is his name? Fucking Edward Cullen. That motherfucker.
Edward Cullen's in that movie?
Yeah, he's fucking, what was his name?
Smoke weed every day.
Cedric Diggory.
Okay.
Cedric Diggory. Hickory Diggory.
I heard somewhere that new Batman movie's going to suck.
What do you mean?
With Robert Pattinson?
I don't think it's going to suck. Watch. I bet she's going to kill that. It's hard not to. Okay.
First of all, Bennifer killed that. He fucking, like, he was a terrible Batman.
Oh, I thought it was good.
Well, you don't have an opinion, so I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Real shit, I think he did all right for like a... He was a better Bruce Wayne than a Batman. I'll say that.
My biggest
just
issue...
Just like Clooney was a better Bruce Wayne than he was a Batman. But Bruce... What is his name? I still think fucking Keaton is the king.
Yeah.
Bale, dude.
Christian Bale really knocked that role out of the park. Like, and I think he was a better Bruce Wayne, too, than he was a Batman.
No, he was all around better motherfucker, yes. He killed it. He's number one.
I'm Batman. No, it's like this. I'm Batman.
Okay. Fucking shit, where were we? We were still in music, but I was trying to find who won the Versus battle, and it don't fucking tell me, but I'm gonna go with my gut and say
that. Well, read the songs off.
That is Eve. I don't have the songs.
Okay.
His most magical moments.
I don't even need to hear the list. And I'm going to tell you this. Eve won.
I told you. Scorecard. Here we go. Scorecard. Billboard. Let's see here. Round one. Trina featuring Trick Daddy's Baddest Bitch versus Eve's Tambourine. Damn. Eve came out swinging. Swinging with the tambourine. Okay. Check this out. Webby featuring Trina, Bad Bitch. Both songs were called Bad Bitch. Oh, I'm sorry. The Baddest Bitch was the first song. Bad Bitch was the second song. And then Eve featuring Nokia.
Well, it's like a timeline.
What y'all want.
Because you start off as a bad bitch.
Right.
And then you evolve.
Become the baddest bitch.
To the baddest
bitch. Pullover versus DJ Clue featuring DMX, Dragon, Eve, Jadakiss, and Styles P, Rough Riders Anthem remix. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not here for the... You know what? I'm going to say another thing about remixes.
It said Winter Eve. Okay, I forgot to read that part.
Round one
went to Trina. Round two went to Eve. Round three went to Eve. Four, Trina. Eve. Let me see. Missy Elliott's One Minute Man versus Dragon in the Lock Scenario 2000. Winner Eve. Ludacris, Be Alright versus The Roots featuring Eve and Erykah Badu. You Got Me. That's winner Trina, I guess.
Me.
Winner Eve. Winner Trina. Tie. Come on, let's just get to the end here. We're skipping. Let's see what the last three songs were.
Reggaeton has been doing a lot of remixes lately, bro. And Eve, it's like Trina. It's like a fucking early rap to early 2000s. You know how every song had a remix?
Yeah.
That's how the state of reggaeton is right now.
Okay. Trina's Red Bottoms versus Eve's Gangsta Lovin' featuring Alicia Keys. Oof. That one won. Round 20. Okay. Yeah. So she went Trick Daddy's Trina's N-word, Nan, versus Eve's Who's That Girl. Winner Trina. Really? Okay.
Trina won the whole thing?
No, let me see. Wilder Catalog, Eve. Biggest Snub, Eve. Best Banter, Trina. Biggest Knockout, Trina. People's Champ, Ty. Final score. What? Final score says here 12-10-3, Trina. Trina beat Eve. I don't believe that for one fucking minute. But whatever. Okay. Anything else in music? We can go into Jams of the Week.
Migos came out the new CD.
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard too much of it. But to some of the... he fucking disses Saweetie. He talks about taking his shit back. Like, you know, he fucking repoed the Bentley that he bought her, right?
Okay.
They broke up and like she was talking about all this. She was out of her mind talking about how if a man doesn't spoil you with the Hermes bag and all this other shit, that's the message you should not be feeding the youth. Right. Because you give unrealistic expectations. Like you don't live a life of luxury. You should not expect luxury items.
Right.
Like if your mattresses are still on the floor, you should not be buying Gucci.
Right.
Or Louis.
Right.
Or fucking anything, really. Like, you should be really focused on, like, the fucking essentials. Like, get that fucking mattress off the floor. You know, like, for one, you know, start putting money into a savings account. You know, like, right. That fucking Louis bag is only going to get used and ain't going to retain its value.
Right.
So, I don't know, man. I just have a certain, like... not a judgment, but it's just like, bro, where's your mind at? And we all get bougie here and there.
Hey, I mean, you know, you're right. Like, say if you are in that position, you want to set the example of like, you know, get yours, but don't expect it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. So she gives off this real bad advice to like these magazines where these young girls are very impressionable. She's a up and coming star, you know, and she's a music artist, you know, and they always push luxury brands, but it's just. It was funny. Fucking Migos or Quavo took his shit back. He's like, nah. Shit's in my name.
Right.
Coming back with me.
Yep. Fuck yeah.
But yeah, I'm anxious to hear the rest of the CD. I mean, you know Migos, bro. It's trap music.
Right.
I'm trying to think. Oh, Dave came back on. You know, Lil Dicky, that show?
Oh, I've never seen that.
It was funny, bro. Was it good? Watch that shit.
Okay.
You'll get a kick out of it.
Okay. Jams of the week.
You can go first.
I'm trying to get. Let me get mine in the notes. Go ahead, since you already got yours.
Okay, let me pull up the noties.
Let me get that fucking DJ Drobatussin.
So my yams of the week.
As we go a little something like this, hit it.
This weekend, that just passed, I was DJing at Cobra and. The boy ASCII Baby was in the building. He got a table. I don't know if it was his birthday. I didn't ask him. I forgot.
Okay.
But I threw on his jam like the second last of the song of the night. And that's the jam of the week. A song by ASCII. Just Watch.
Okay.
Featuring Evander Grimm.
Evander Grimm,
excuse me.
Right. It's a good song. I want to say it was my jam of the week not too long
ago. So his table that he was with was singing the whole lyrics, which was pretty tight in the club, you know? Finished the night off.
Nice.
And then the boy, the homie, the alumni of the Hood Diner, Walter Zidane, just got a residency at Cobra on Thursdays doing an R&B night.
Right.
And he had a little questionnaire on, like, what song would you like to hear or whatever. I forgot what the thing was, but I put Mario, Let Me Love You.
Okay.
You should let me love you. Hmm. Be the one who beep boo.
Yeah.
Boop, beep, boop, beep. You know?
Yeah.
That's a cut. I used to have an acoustic version before my computer took a shit.
Yep.
I used to like that song a lot. I used to listen to it when I was all sad and shit.
Mm.
But that's another story for another time.
For another time.
But those are my jams.
Okay. My jam of the week was one of the songs that I got off my godson's fucking little trap remix, right? His little fucking playlist that he was playing one night while we were out there chilling in Pine Top and shit. It's that song Neighbors by fucking J. Cole. I said, the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Remember that song? I'm
not a big J. Cole fan, to be honest with
you. Yeah, you know what? I'm not either, but this song fucking goes hard, dog. I don't care what anybody says. That shit is fucking hard. I guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Like, I was jamming this shit in my car, bro. The fucking bass and everything, dog. It fucking sounded good, dog. I liked it. I liked the way it sounded. But, bro, I don't know how I landed. My fucking old school. So, I mean, it's an old school because it's an old school song. But this is like, I just barely found this shit like not too long ago. The other night when I was cleaning, I found a dude who chops and screws fucking basically everything. And I'm surprised that he hasn't been kicked off iTunes for doing that shit. But obviously because it's so chopped and it's so screwed, it's slowed down, they can't tell. Yeah, algorithm doesn't know that that's Lil Wayne and UGK and fucking Jay-Z and all that shit, right? But, bro, I tried sending it to Wutzke. Apparently he's a fucking, apparently he uses fucking, what is it, Spotify for his music? I get it. There's a lot of cool shit that you can't find on Apple that you can find on Spotify. And people can like upload.
What, like Joe Rogan?
I mean, no, like different shit. Like just different songs. Like, you know what I found on there? And then I remember I told you a long time ago I can never find on Apple is Murder Was the Case, the soundtrack.
That is literally not going to get me to switch from Apple to
Spotify. I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying like it's something that it's crazy that I can find it on Spotify, but not on Apple, right?
That was a Death Row release too, right?
Yeah, but anyways, dog, Careless Whisper, George Michael, this motherfucker. I just wanted to go to that third verse again. Right there. Just like, just flow. Let's just flow for a second, okay?
Top never slop.
This hearing this song chopped and screwed and me loving it as much as I do just made me want to. I found so many more songs that you never would have thought would be chopped and screwed, but this fool chopped and screwed basically fucking everything. Like I think I saw a country song fucking chopped and screwed. I saw a
you know what I didn't like shit, was bro. Blow the Whistle fucking Neon Moon. When people heard that mashup, they were like, oh my God, that shit was the stupidest fucking shit ever.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's bom, 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 bom. You have to blow the whistle. And it has
too short.
The sun goes down.
Too short.
On my side of town. Yeah.
Over too short.
That fucking beat. Yeah. Okay. People were going all crazy for it. I'm like, man, that sounds stupid.
I mean, that's
probably because I hate country.
It's kind of wild, though. That's wild. Because
I hate country is probably why.
George Strait over too short?
No. Yeah. Brooks and Dunn. Neon Moon.
Okay. Is that? Yeah, that is definitely them. Yeah.
Yo, after music, I got to go take a fucking dude wipe break.
Right. Okay. So yeah, that's basically it right there. So yeah, let's do that. Let's take a little break.
All right.
Te lo lavas.
Fucking
A, bruh. Swass.
Yeah, I'm gonna use the other one so that shit's not all.
Well, okay, cool, because I gotta take a piss too.
You know, I'm a little considerate. Could have been so good together.
After these messages, we'll be right back. This is One Armed Ninja from Failing Hollywood Podcast.
It's Mikey T.
Paranormal Folkboy Freddy.
That's right.
And you are listening to The Hood Diner with Homie Kaz and DJ Sentry.
Yeah, buddy.
I know when I go to a neighborhood diner, I like to order Irish Eggs Benedict. That's Eggs Benedict with corned beef hash.
I get mozzarella sticks and mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, Sir Kaz will be on you. Inner Circle, guys. Check it out.
A few moments later.
I don't know if it was that Taco Bell, bro, or a fucking Mountain Dew and a Coke right after. That fucking caffeine must have fucking took its toll.
Yuck.
That Mountain don't.
We came, we fought, we kicked it back.
This baby hit 28 miles per hour. They're gonna see some serious shit.
Moving into movies and shit, dog.
I saw Loki.
What do you think?
Shit was tight.
Real tight, right?
That shit made me want to watch more episodes, unlike fucking Winter Soldier and fucking goddamn.
Hey, Winter Soldier started strong. Then it got boring in the middle, and then it got good at the end.
I didn't even finish the shit.
It's like that's how they rank, bro. Like right now, even just right now, Loki's fucking killing it, right? But then Winter Soldier, because Winter Soldier started strong, had a lot of good action sequences. Then it got boring with a little bit of an unnecessary story, but then climax and fucking, and then even the final, there was a lot of like excess talking and all kinds of crazy shit. Like they had to slide this part of the story in, but it had to be explained and fucking, there was just a lot of fucking talking, right?
You got some explaining to do.
Yeah. And so, and then Wanda was like, okay, you had to get to 4, 5, 6 to understand 1, 2, 3.
But so you got that far,
it was the hot shit. It was good.
I think the cool shit with Loki is like, he's such a mysterious character.
Yeah,
that you're able to just to like
his face when he sees himself get his neck snapped.
So fluid. That's not him.
What do you mean?
There's a fucking anomaly, right? What do they call him?
Variants.
It's a woman Loki from an alternate universe. That's what I've heard.
They say that's the one that's doing the fire. Okay.
Yeah, that was a good, damn good show.
It was good. I love that, like, him seeing that, everything that he's been working up to, just to have his fucking neck snapped by Thanos, of all people.
Yeah.
You can understand why he's like, all right, well, fuck, what do I got to lose now? You know?
I tried to get a ticket. He wouldn't give me one.
That was funny. They fucking fried his ass. Fucking
laser dildo?
They fried the fuck out of his ass. Just like the Supreme, what was his name? The Supreme Master, Jeff Goldblum, when he finds his cousin. He's like, what's up, Kaz?
Yeah.
He's like, couldn't find you. Where you been, man? And he's like, hi. And he's like, hey. And he's like, I pardon you. From life. Bonk. And he's like,
is that the same thing?
My God. Their version.
Okay,
their version.
Okay, okay, yeah. Okay. I like how he's like, oh my God, the Tesseract. He goes, yeah, some of us keep these as paperweights.
No. None of them shits work. They're the fucking time stones. None of them. Crazy, man. Like the concept. Let's crack it up. My dad, like, he wasn't impressed. He literally was like, I wish that they would have just done better for the opening episode. I was like, dude, they did good. I was like, I'm sorry it's not fucking Marvel Endgame. You know, but he was like, he said he was expecting more. I was like, okay. Okay, I mean, Cisco.
Eight part series, 9-part series, you know?
No, it's only like, I think 7.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, maybe 8. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like it. And the second episode's out, so.
I don't see how Disney can drop the ball on this. Like, it's going to be good. Okay. So we finally got this Sunday. New Rick and Morty season.
It starts this Sunday?
This Sunday. Excited about that. There's a fucking preview out, but I haven't watched it yet. Did you ever watch that that show that we were talking about on Netflix called Jupiter's Legacy? You said you watched
the first episode.
Did you watch any more?
No.
Damn, it gets better.
It's way better?
Way better. It just keeps getting better. It's good. And it goes out crazy. It's like six. I don't know if it's 6 episodes or 8. It's good, though.
I'm going to check the rest out. I liked, we don't kill. We're better than that. And he's like, Dad, you were going to die. Remember we talked about it the last time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's another one. What did you say on my Amazon?
That's the Invincible?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like the, I haven't watched that one yet. That's a cartoon though. But people say it's really
good. They said The Handmaid's Tale this season's crazy. I haven't I've only watched the pilot, but that's another shit I want.
You fan of American Horror Story?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, Mikey worked on this newest
season. Right? Yeah, when does it drop?
Hey, man, his wife, I think it's out now.
Is it? I thought they dropped in October.
I don't know. Pretty sure because he's been announcing. So maybe it is coming up, but pretty sure
it's out. Well, I'm just saying because they usually drop around that Halloween time. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I don't know.
But yeah, shout out to Mikey. He was very secretive about that shit, but that's what he was working
on. Well, didn't he send you screenshots?
For a hot minute. Yeah, he'd send us like little fucking tidbits of this and that. I listened to Almy's Patreon the other night. Chris, he had Chris as a guest. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I'll have to fucking I want us to do at least once a month a Patreon podcast. Even if it's just like 30 minutes of me and you talking about shit that we don't talk about on the podcast.
Sex.
Yeah. What? What?
Yo, Drugs. Crime.
We're gonna come up with something extra, like for just the podcast.
Okay.
Like even like, dude, like what if we even get like just like not like super personal, but just a little more like how was your week this week, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's talk about what we kind of got going on. I don't mind sharing that with the fucking people that support us like that.
Right,
you know what
right, I mean? Because
they get to know the ins and outs. Like, you know, like I apologize to all the Patreons right now. I'm a little bit behind on a few of the little boxes to send out, but I always make it up to people, dog. You know what I mean? If I fall 1 month behind, that second month is like a 2-for-1 fucking whammy. You know what I mean? Like I always do my best to fucking make it up to people. So anybody that's, you know, all the homies waiting, dude. I got you guys. Come,
it's on the way.
And we're still doing the fucking. We're gonna do a giveaway here like next week for these headphones. I was gonna order them, but I forgot to order them, so I'm gonna order them.
What?
And I'm gonna test one of them, and I'm gonna see if I like them. And if I like them, I'm gonna keep the second pair. But the other pair, the first pair, we're gonna raffle it off to one lucky Patreon member.
Okay.
So make sure you guys sign up. Go to patreon.com/. The Hood Diner. Sign up just for that shit. I'm gonna give away some shit. You know what? I'm gonna give away a couple Funkos to some of our fucking people. I'm sure they'd be cool with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Give away something cool. And shit, we should make them a little box where like I throw in a Funko, you throw in like a fucking a Charizard.
Whoa.
Or something
whoa.
I mean, you know, maybe not the Charizard, but something shiny.
I'll throw in a fucking fire Pokemon card.
Something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even like, you know what you got to do, dog? Like with some of those little fucking, you know what you can make with those little fucking leather things? Little keychains. Fucking do one, wrap one, put a fucking button on it and a little round thing. Vamonos, there's your keychain. You know what I'm saying? Hood Diner shit. Like fucking.
We just got to make them for the Patreon members?
That's it. Or we put them on the website, sell them shit too, you know what I mean? But shit, as of right now, dog, I want to get these new Hood Diner shirts going. And we need a hat like that. We need a hat like that for it's both,
clean, right?
Both Hood so, Diner and the fucking Inner Circle.
Allegedly, bro. My uncle made me a the Valley hat. Yeah. We do have a laser cutter, so he fucking etched out the logo, spray painted the leather orange first. Then did the logo and then glued it on the hat and it came out fire. That's bad. You know, all the Suns gear everywhere sold out. Fucking bandwagon ass fucks. Like, where were you at when we weren't in the fucking playoffs like the last 11 years, you know? Real fans like myself can't go buy fucking a Steve Nash jersey because you assholes came out of the woodwork.
It's because you lagged, fool. Don't be mad at people because they had
now, now it's because I have money now. I went on Mitchell and Ness's thing. I tried to buy a $400 jersey and they were all sold out.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that when we get to fashion and pop culture. Let me see. Last thing I got in movies.
Okay.
What'd you say about that Batman?
So there's like an animated movie coming out, and there was a scene where Batman gives oral pleasure to Catwoman,
right? Goes down on the kitty cat.
Well, I guess it hit the cutting room floor because it didn't make the movie.
So whose call was that? Was that DC at the end of the day?
Yeah, or
was
some high up said no.
Fucking vaginas.
Heroes don't eat pussy.
Is it? They're Khaled's?
I guess. I don't know.
Batman is DJ Khaled? I remember seeing a video of The Rock talking shit to DJ Khaled for not muff diving. He was like, fucking real men get their fucking, real men get their face dirty, motherfucker.
That's what he said?
Something along those lines, yeah. He was dissing Khaled. That's kind of funny. The Rock. I mean, he'll fuck Khaled up.
Yeah, he will fuck Khaled up.
Another one. Another vagina I didn't eat.
Oh my God. He's married, bro, and he's like heavy Muslim.
Yeah, but this poor lady don't get the gratification.
You don't know that.
That he does. He said he doesn't.
Yeah, you say a lot of shit.
It was a big thing.
Shit.
It was a big thing. Came out. Like, they even asked her, and she verified. She's like, what can I say? But when he's gone and he's on vacation, the butler
she's all, gets but in when there. He's on tour, she has the fucking clit sucker 3000.
No, the butler. Oh, the gardener. Hi, Miss Khaled. What'd you say, honey? When you gonna let me fuck, Miss Khaled? Oh, man. Okay. That's it for movies. Fashion and pop culture. Shit. We were talking about the Mitchell and Ness. They did a DJ Screw.
Yeah, they did a DJ Screw collab where they had a cut.
How long ago was this?
Bro, I don't even know. I went on the fucking...
The Mitchell and Ness show?
Yeah, and they had a whole fucking thing and... Yeah, I couldn't get anything on my size, so...
DJ Screw, huh?
Failed.
Do they have big boy shit or what? Or was that shit usually the first shit gone, huh?
They had small t-shirts left.
Oh, God. Squeeze into that shit, why don't ya? Okay. You got anything else in fashion and pop culture? I told you I tried my Yeezys on, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, they fit good.
I'm trying to buy a pair for the kid, but dude, they're like more expensive than my size.
Yo.
So I'm like, fuck.
Same shit. Dad. Like, I want to get my lady a pair, but they're fucking expensive, man. She just wants like a pair of black ones. I'm trying to find some before we go on vacation and shit so that she can walk around in them shits. In them shits. Okay. Out of fashion and pop culture. Wait a minute. Before we get going, like, what's up with your Pokemon channel, dog? What's good with that?
It's coming along, man. I ended up buying another fucking Elite Trainer box and opening it. It doesn't come out till Friday. Amazing Discoveries had them on Monday.
Okay.
So in caught one. I let the kid pick what pack she wants. And what fucking happens? She pulls a fucking Rainbow Rare Metacross VMAX, which is just, they're harder to get cards. Okay. Rainbow Rares.
Okay.
But we accomplished it day one. Nice. So the kid's geeked. Meanwhile, I didn't pull shit out of mine.
Ugh.
Bunch of commons, you know?
Ugh.
And this is a very fucking high numbered set. It's like 180 fucking cards in the set. So completing this deck's going to be a fucking, like having a master set of the cards, it's going to be a expensive process.
Oof.
The coolest one, I think, out of the whole set, probably the gold Snorlax.
Okay.
He, instead of being like a light blue, he's like a dark blue, and the card's gold. I've showed you my gold card before, right?
Yeah.
The Octillery?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, so that's... They have like probably like 8 gold cards in this series. But that one's the coolest one in my opinion. And then they got holos and fucking shinies in there, but it's just that gold cards. I like the alternate arts are where it's at too. There's a Slowking alternate art that looks pretty sick. I was actually going to try and get to Amazing Discoveries and get you a pack.
Okay.
So we can open it up on the podcast for something new.
Okay.
But I didn't get to do it this time, but it might happen next time.
Okay.
Just because I didn't get off of work in time.
Let me know.
I had other shit going on too right after work.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, but I want to give you the bug of opening the Pokemon packs because like I hope you pull something crazy on the first one
because
then you won't stop buying them. I know you already. Like it's like you get a little taste and you're like, all right, yeah.
First
Daddy
one
likey.
Just, first one is just a horrible wah, wah, wah. Yeah,
that's the only thing that would make you not want to keep buying them, you know?
Right.
So with saying that, I bought those cards, right? The pack, the ETB. It came with a QR code that allows you to download the sleeves because when you play cards, it has the Pokemon logo in the back, but you put them in sleeves so it's easier to shuffle and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's different ETB trainer artworks on different colored ones. There's two different colors.
Okay.
So we bought the baby blue one, and then you have the purple one. So they have different artworks on them.
That's cool.
So you upload all that shit. Well, I have like 8 packs, but they're not available until tonight.
Okay.
Because they had the timestamp on them. You can't play them on the online game. And I'm like dying to see what I'm opening so I can bolster up the deck. Because I've been getting my ass kicked lately.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck. I was kicking ass for a while, but all of a sudden I'm just fucking getting, I'm either going card dead because you have to get energy to build up your attacks.
Right.
So say an attack that does 180 damage, it costs 4 energies. For some fucking reason, I'll get a shitload of energy or I won't get the fucking Pokemons that I need to fucking get on the play mat to where he's my active Pokemon. I'm able to build him up for a strong attack. So it's just been a real fucking roller coaster lately, but it's fun. I have a blast playing that shit and I'll sit here for hours just fucking watching TV, playing the fucking game, and it's free.
Hey,
it's really hard to argue with free.
Hell yeah. I mean, dude, I got to check it out. I got to check it out because I remember seeing that whole statistic that it was something crazy. It was like after that game came out that like 30% of Americans were like more active than they were like normally would be. You know what I mean? Like it got Pokemon people Go, out yeah. doing all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like
it's just a little warm right now.
Yeah, right.
The game says make sure you stay out of the sun and it makes you click I am safe.
Really?
I guess liability. They don't want nobody falling out playing Pokemon Go, you know?
And then that's when they put the Charizard out. It's all out there roaming.
Since it's been hot, there's been a lot of fire types out. Like there's a Blaziken, which is a third evolve. It starts off a baby and evolves into another one. And then the final version is Blaziken. Then there was out in the wild. And it was like at 11:30 at night when the kids were fucking asleep. I'm like, fuck, can I leave them here for 5 minutes and drive around the corner?
Damn, like damn, that, huh? You got to drive somewhere and shit? Well,
because I'm not going to walk over there.
Okay.
I mean, we're in the fucking goddamn trap right now.
Right? It's you all, know come what I'm on. Saying? It's all some fucking cholos that learned how to hack Pokemon. Because they managed
to in my 6'4". Remember, yeah. They were fucking putting lures out. And people were getting fucked up. They were jumping people because they would go where the lure's at. They're like, oh my God, with their phone out, their noses in their phone. And all of a sudden, knuckle sandwich, you're on the floor.
They take your fucking brand new fucking iPhone and shit.
Kicking your fucking face and all that shit. Yeah,
they can do that?
Well,
people got in trouble. What is this lure shit that you're talking about? Is that hacking the game and shit?
No. So you buy these lures, what makes fucking Pokemons go to the stop.
Okay.
So there's like, say, the new Stitch embroidery sign out front is a stop. You walk up to the stop, you could spin the circle, and then like you get revives. Like if your Pokemon fell out, you get healths, you get Pokeballs, you get whatever out of that stop. Well, you can put a lure up there. There's mossy lures, electric lures, all these different type of lures for different types of Pokemon. With a particular Pokemon named Eevee, it has like 5 or 6 different evolutions. Vaporeon, Flareon, Jolteon, Umbreon, Sylveon, Espeon. That's 7. That's 6 right there. I don't know if there's any. Anyhow, there's now, there are certain things you have to put a lure on, and then you have to involve it right in the lure's radius so that that fucking mossy lure fucking activates certain things so it can. There's a lot into it.
This sounds fucking crazy.
It's fun,
bro.
Dude.
So you're saying somebody can do that, and then what? When people see that.
This, bro, like if we're in the trap. There's a fucking thing. Well, we can hide behind the corner and see what kind of nerd walks up and we'll fuck him up and take his shit. That's just fucking gangster 101 right there.
God.
Next thing I haven't heard that happen in a very long time. People are
going to start doing that with cryptocurrency watch and shit. They're going to jump you and be like, give me all your Bitcoin, motherfucker.
Give me your Bitcoin, bitch. Bitch.
Give me your Bitcoin. That's fucking in the running for title of the fucking episode. Okay, bro. Out of fashion and pop culture into the Funko Pop talk. I don't got a lot, but I do have my newest video that should hopefully go up this week if I get some time. Is me going to fucking Hot Topic butt ass early, like an hour early, to guarantee that I was the first motherfucker in line, okay? Second dude didn't show up till about 10:25, bro.
They open at 11?
They open at 11, yeah. So I pulled up. I was in the parking lot at fucking like 9:55. Walked up inside at 10 and shit. Fucking chilled there, bro. Like, sat there. I felt like such an asshole because I'm trying to see what they're opening up because there was a shitload of Funko boxes. Shitload of Funko boxes. Like I said, bro, they restocked the Red Hulk, which I was able to grab the Chase, which is fucking dope. They restocked the entire DC lineup. And they restocked, or they had the Biggie, the 5,000K limited, like, platinum edition. I showed it to you during the fucking... during Something New and shit.
Yeah.
Bought a box of Heat. Some good shit. But yeah, that morning, fucking, I came up on those five. I got a whole DC set, the Chase fucking Hulk, and then the 5,000 Biggie. It was a 12. There was 12 in store. We talked about this on the last podcast, and we were like, fuck, bro, they're only going to get like 7 or 8.
Right.
Which was the truth. There was certain stores that literally only got like 7 or 8.
I was assuming there's over 300 Hot Topics in America.
I heard it was something more like, I think, 870.
Okay, so with that being said, and how much pieces was it limited to?
5,000.
So do the math. That's like 3 a fucking, or like 4 feet a piece. You know what I'm saying?
But this is the thing. This is what I was telling you. Is I bet you they had numbers, people going.
There's
like,
analytics
going like, hey, yeah, look, yeah, at the
send
the,
20 to this
at
one.
The main Galleria in LA. Let's send them 24, man, so that there's not a
send
fucking
two.
Send 4.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. Like I think,
oh, no, for sure,
because somebody said an uneven number for the Park Place, and I was tempted to go there. Fucking,
they let
day
you catch
right
out
after.
More than one.
I mean, it's a different store, different day.
No. But if they, you know what?
You mean on site? It was limited to one per person. Yeah, okay. Certain pop fucking places, like I was watching this channel, this Wasatch Pop dude, and he was 6th in line, and the dude that was in front of him had a homie with him, so he was like super worried. He was like, "Fuck, dude! Like, is this dude gonna take one?" But apparently, the other dude wasn't there for that. He was just there waiting in line with him like a dumbass, and fucking. So they had.
Fuck, bro! If you're with me, you're gonna give me an extra one.
They only had 6. I was gonna call my dad.
No, I'm just saying though, like if you're coming with me to the mall,
yeah,
you're buying one as well, because I'm gonna have one for my collection and I'm gonna sell one.
That's what happened at fucking Funko Hollywood. You had guys that had like 4 or 5 kids and shit like that, and dudes in line like behind them were like, "Hey man, like if I let your daughter and your son buy one, like I'll give you guys money if you allow me to give them money, because that means you can only take one per person." But if that dude had a person with him and then 2 more little kids bought them, you know what I'm saying?
Essentially all these motherfuckers are
some
fucked,
dudes,
right?
Dipped out with 4 of that.
I believe it,
bro.
I believe, hey bro, you gotta game the system.
I don't know if it's
shitty in the stick when you're the one that doesn't get your pop.
Oh yeah.
But hey, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, you know?
Man, that's why like that morning I wanted to guarantee. Like my lady thought I was crazy, but I was like, you know what, I was like, I think I'm gonna pull up an hour early and see what the fuck happens. And sure enough, dude, nobody was there. But I heard that at the Park Place one, there was a dude that fucking pulled up, and he wrote that when he got there an hour early, there was already 4 people in line and shit. They probably saw what I posted in the fuck. Dude, I hooked people up. I'm telling you, I was telling Bird about this the other day. I had dudes coming up to me as they were walking up, and they were like, "Hey bro, thanks for posting that." Like I posted it onto the Tucson Facebook fucking marketplace thing. I was like, "Hey y'all, Tucson Mall's got the fucking 5,000K Biggie, like get down here." And I had a dude hitting me up, this dude that I met at a Walmart. He was hitting me up. He was like, "Hey bro, is it worth it for me to go?" I was like, "Dude, there's 6 people in line, bro. Like I think I saw like 12 in there. You should hurry up." And apparently he said he got there like number 9. And yeah, like as soon as I was dipping out, there was still 3 just chilling right there.
That's
bro.
Wild.
So fucking. But yeah, but I remember texting you that morning. I was like, "Hey dog, I don't know if you want to roll over here."
Yeah, bro. I don't remember what exactly was happening, but yeah.
But no, it was cool, man. I'm glad I fucking was able to swoop on up. And that Chase, that fucking Red Hulk. I'm telling you, the homie Steel Penguin's doing me a sick made custom.
What?
He's doing me a really sick custom made Blue Hulk.
Okay.
He took the Red Hulk, the one that was just a common.
Yeah.
And he's fucking completely blacked it out, and now he's hitting it with this crazy blue metallic glow in the dark paint. And it's gonna be fucking fire, bro. And
okay.
Me and him are gonna do a YouTube live coming up real soon, hopefully through StreamYard or something like that. And I'm everybody that's listening, man, I'm gonna tell you to tune in for our first little live. I'm gonna give away some fucking heat, man. I'm gonna give away some dope shit just to fucking show people I ain't fucking around. You know what I mean? Like this is how we coming out the gate with some dope shit. But yeah, other than that, that's it's been a real quiet week for fucking Funko, man. Like, last week they dropped a bunch of shit, and then like Friday or Wednesday of last week they dropped this like Funko Freddy skater, but the only way to get it is to spend $65.
I saw that on the thing.
Okay. They haven't
done anything. Those things go for a lot of money though, right?
I mean, eventually they go up. Most of the Funko Freddies go up, man. So I have yet to dip into one, but you know which one I want to get for my first Funko Freddy? I already decided. There's a Funko Freddy as Rick, and there's two versions. There's a glow-in-the-dark version, Toxic Rick, and then there's a regular Rick.
As Freddy Funko?
As Freddy Funko. In the fucking lab coat and everything like that, but the Toxic Rick glows in the dark. That's like a chase, you know what I mean? So I want to get that
one. That's tight.
Yeah, that's going to be my first Freddy Funko. Unless I find something when I'm up there. We'll see.
What would make you get something north of $500?
You know, the only one that I know of that's north of $500 that I have to redeem eventually is the Tupac. The Tupac's worth $600.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a Biggie Smalls, but the Biggie Smalls is only worth like $4. There's a metallic one. It's like a Chinese exclusive.
So other than righting your wrongs of the past, what would make you?
The only other grail that's worth that much right now, that's really that good. I saw
the Great Kazoo at the toy show.
Did you?
I wanted to buy it so bad, but they wanted like $75.
Oh, that's too much, man. They're like $40 on fucking eBay right now.
Yeah, I was just like.
I have that fucker saved. Like, yeah.
You're just watching it?
Yeah. Yeah, I have one that's watched. It's still like around $40, $45. But, I mean, bro, those vaulted ones are just going to keep going up. You know what I never mentioned last week?
What's a caveman from the Flintstones called? The dirty one.
Captain Caveman.
Yeah, they had him there, too.
Yeah.
It was lit.
Really?
Lit. I think they wanted, like, $40 for it.
Damn. You should have got that, bro.
There were some sick ones there. I was just like, fuck.
I seen homie show a picture of some dude.
I'm going to get Pokemon cards.
There was some dude that had both Barney and Fred, but with the water buffalo fucking hats on.
Yeah. How much are they?
I think that was like $120 for the set, maybe.
You know what's really dope? It's at fucking Zia. I don't know if it's still there, but Beavis and Butthead.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah, they were there.
Because this is what I just literally started telling you. Is after I got that Prince John and I brought him over here, the next day I went to fucking Zia to go get Sir Hiss. Somebody already bought him.
Got him,
huh? Got him, dog. I was pissed, bro.
Probably one of your followers are like, fuck this fool.
They're all, fuck, I got him, is it?
Yeah, how much you willing to spend, bro?
Right? I heard you got three Carnages.
He's like, come up off two of them.
Hey, so speaking of, I had a dude that was going to send me his Carnage or send me the Blacklight Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
For a Carnage. He got it in, bro. The box is damaged. I'm like,
that hurts.
This is the thing. A lot of people who have been getting damaged boxes, they've been hitting up Funko, and Funko sends them replacement boxes.
Yeah.
So if he does that and they get it and they send him a minty ass box, I'm gonna be like, dude, like, don't even open it. Send that to me. Send me the other motherfucker. We'll call it even. You're gonna meet me at UPS at this time. We're gonna go live on the phone. I'm gonna show you. I fucking packed this fucking, like, the Carnage, bro. I'm gonna send him. You know how dope it's gonna be? Like, when I've ordered hard stacks from Funko, they come in their own sorter.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be a pop in a hard stack in its own sorter surrounded by bubble wrap.
That's the cardboard pack, right?
That's the cardboard thing. Like, when you have those, bro, it's almost a guarantee that they're safe.
Right.
You know? The other day was dope. I don't know if I've ever shown you the one. I call it the airbag box. It's got all these little pieces of cardboard sticking out on the edges. It's like a box, but it has...
It sits in so it doesn't move?
No. I mean, it moves, but there's little ridges, like, blocking it.
Right.
Like, so I go this way, it's all thunk. It doesn't make it all the way to the wall. It goes forward, thunk, there's one here. It goes topward, thunk, there's one here. I call it the airbag box, dude. Yeah. Other day, I got a double pack of that motherfucker, one that holds two and shit. So I save those for, like, if I ever do some sales, and I'm like, I'm going to guarantee this motherfucker gets his shit clean, you know what I mean? Like, I packaged Wetsky's shit. I have to drop it off, but he bought one of those Sanji's off of the Aaron, the Steel Penguin dude and shit. I'm sending that motherfucker out tomorrow. I should have sent it Monday, but I fucking... Se me fue la onda. But Funko Pop, that's about it, bro. It's been a slow week. This next week, everybody's waiting on the Blacklight Venom to drop. I think that's coming to Target probably the first of the month. There's a t-shirt combo for Space Jam. Only Space Jam I want is Marvin the Martian.
I've seen that one.
Because the one that comes in the shirt is metallic.
He's all metal. The show. They had something at the show.
Yeah, and there's a common. There's a common. They're all out.
Okay.
Now they're all out. The Porky the Pig was the Funko Shop exclusive.
Okay.
Because that's the very first Porky the Pig they ever released and shit. He's chilling. He's like around 40 bucks right now and shit. You know what I mean? So that's going to be weird. Shopping around a Funko City. It's going to be like, motherfuckers are just going to be like, you ain't from around here, is you?
So you're going to the fucking plant, right?
The headquarters. The
factory?
The headquarters.
That's tight, bro.
I'm excited. And I'm going to try to have, like, the shit, like, ready before I even go. Like, I've been studying, like, people who post pictures of where they're at and shit. I'm going to know what head I want to get, which glasses, which this, which that. One dude's going to be, like dressed up. Maybe, like, I might do, like, myself as, like, a superhero one day. And then I'll do little shorts and chanclas and shit, Arizona style type shit. I seen that they have somewhere. It's, like, it looks like a... Like a, not like a wife beater, but like a, maybe like a basketball jersey.
Yeah,
I thought one of those would be dope.
Throw a little decal on there, official. Exactly.
Bitch. No, dude. I mean, even fucking like paint it up, put a fucking an ASU little fuck fork.
You better put a fucking like official shit on your fucking Funko Pop. Dog. You
know, fucking damn well I will. We'll do that. But yeah, July birthdays and shit. You know,
July. What I'm
it's Cancer Gang, motherfucker. But that's it for Funko Pop talk, dog. Let me see what else we got. Sports. LeBron changes his number to 6.
So Devin Booker has a last 23 game worn LeBron jersey because after they swept or after they beat him 4-2, they signed the jersey and he gave it to Devin Booker. So fucking
that's badass.
Yeah,
that's badass.
I don't really care about numbers, bro. Well, what's tight about the number aspect is that they released the fucking exclusivity on linemen and where wide receivers. So
yeah, you mentioned that last week.
Yeah.
So was that? It was that was his first number, right? In the Cavaliers 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Kobe was he was 24 and 9?
Eight.
Okay, 8. Yeah, that's the other. That was the other one. Okay, cool. Did they retire them shits?
Yeah, both of them were hanging up there.
Fuck yeah. Okay, cool. Sports. Well, we kind of opened with sports a little bit, right?
You know, fucking Suns got that sweep.
Yeah, they sure did. Suns at 4.
One thing that sucks is COVID has struck again.
Sure has.
Got Chris Paul, our fucking point guard.
MVP, who was robbed.
Yeah, he's vaccinated, so that's a different protocol. When there's no symptoms and there's no positive test, people that got the vaccination don't throw a positive test as long as someone who hasn't got the vaccine and has gotten affected by COVID. So essentially the series could start Sunday because game 6 is Friday.
Okay. So what do you think is going to be out for like a week?
7 days. So game 1 would essentially start Tuesday no matter what.
Okay.
Of next week.
And that's already him being maybe what, set 4 days into it? 3-4 days into it, right? Because that was announced today. So between now and next Tuesday, there's 5 days.
So essentially, he's probably going to miss one game.
Okay.
Maybe two.
Hopefully.
If we play the Clippers, the game 1 and game 2 are in Phoenix. If we play the Nuggets, or not the Nuggets, the Jazz, games 1 and 2 are in Utah.
And that's 3-2 as of now, right? So the next game, they could eliminate the Clippers are up 3-2.
Clippers won today, yes. Yeah. So I think Donovan Mitchell's going to come. And Kawhi didn't even play.
Okay.
So Kawhi Leonard
is he questionable? Is he injured or what?
Yeah, I think it's like something with his meniscus in his knee. So
his mandibular.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else in sports, huh? Oh shit! Chef Mondo sent me something today.
Oh, U of A's on the way to Omaha.
No, that wasn't.
They won the Super Regional. I was going for Ole Miss on Sunday. Nah, we didn't go to the game, but it was just too fucking hot, and the Suns were playing at the same time.
It had to do with fucking...
ASU?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got some allegations. They got an
investigation for recruiting violations. But basically what it was because they shut down in-person recruiting, right? For only like a year or so. And they're saying that they still did some of that during that time, right? So, that's not really like... That's like a little bitch-ass bylaw, honestly.
Yeah, but that isn't what they're tripping on right now.
What are they tripping on?
They're tripping on fucking... They say that there might be fucking paying players.
Aw, Chet. You know, I was thinking about that the other day, dog. Do you think that, like, motherfuckers give DeAndre Ayton shit?
Not anymore. He's in the pros now.
I mean, he's in the pros, but do you, like, think anybody ever, like, be like, hit him up, like, oh, I heard you took money in college. Like,
I'm sure.
I heard you did, too. You just didn't get caught, motherfucker.
I'm sure there's someone that is, like, talking shit, you know?
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Fuck that person. It's too bad they didn't take the Wildcats all the way there, but that was
a good season. Paid $100,000 for them to get bounced in one fucking game.
At least they made it, though.
Yeah, at least.
At least they made it. Yes. Wasn't a total loss. Okay. Out of sports into taking new shit, right? Taking new shit, and I have nalgas.
They just did that spatial audio for the Apple Music, right?
Well, that was last week, but yeah.
Oh, did they drop it last week?
Yeah. You know who got himself a pair of them fucking fancy ass schmancy shits?
I want some so bad.
Good old Jason Almey said he finally got it. He sent me a fucking thing saying thank you for talking me into it.
It's just something like, about $585 before tax fucks me up.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of fucking money.
But that's fucking.
I use headphones every day at the shop, so I don't fuck up my ears. You know what I'm saying? Like, and even when I'm in the gym, obviously. Or driving sometimes so that I don't have to have on my phone. I drive a standard vehicle, so it's hard for me to be talking on the phone and driving at the same time. So headphones were very essential for me. Like I got the over-ear earbuds from the, earbuds, the Beats, the red one. I got red because they were like fucking $75 off.
Yeah, right.
So out the door, I paid like $165 or some shit like that.
Right. Well, actually, yeah, now that we, you know what? Now that we aren't taking new shit, they did just drop a new pair of Beats. They're like kind of like the AirPods. Let me see. Let me find. I was just looking at them the other day.
And then the AirPods are about to drop, right? The version 3 or whatever?
I fucking hope so because mine are dying. Mine are dead. Mine are dead scheme. Beats. Earbuds. Let me see. Okay. Where are they? Okay. Yeah, they're called the new Beats. Studio Buds. These are them right here. And I was thinking about getting the red ones.
Those are hard.
They're $149, okay? The only fucking shit part... Well, I mean, there's a couple shitty parts about them. One of them is they don't have the M1 chip. So, like, they don't go for... I mean, it's fucking... What do you call it? First world problems. But it's like... They don't sequence, like, perfectly when you go from, like, let's say your iPhone to your iPad to your Mac. Like, now, the AirPod Pros... They do that. Like if I get on one and then go to the other and I want to switch real quick, it just fucking boom. It does it automatically. This one, you have to kind of go set up, go into Bluetooth settings, blah, 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 click on it, all that bullshit.
What I liked about the ones that I got, I literally had the case. I hit the button. I just had it close to my phone.
They pop up.
Connect.
These do the same.
I'm like, all right.
These do the same. But like I said, they don't like universally just adapt to everything.
There was
a couple other cons, but $149 is not bad.
So
for these ones,
you ever shot the Cibutech?
Yeah,
they accept my fucking Conn's home card.
Really?
Like I have a fucking Synchronicity home card that is like approved by like 30 different stores, so I can go to Sam Levitt's, I can go to Conn's, whatever.
Yeah.
One of the places I can go to is Cibutech, so I'm gonna go whenever they get a refurbished 2021. As soon as I pay off my fucking TV and my couch, I'm going to go fucking buy one of those fucking things on that credit card, bro.
Yeah. Nice.
The touch bar and all that shit.
Fuck yeah.
That shit's tight.
Okay, make sure it's got that M1 chip.
Well, they have with the Apple chip, right?
The M1 chip, yeah. Okay. Let me see. The last thing that I got for us, bro, is like I said, before I came over here, I was at the shop. I was cleaning and I reached out. I was talking to Adam Simmons. And he sent me a message that he wanted me to ask you on the podcast.
Okay.
And the question is, this is what he wrote. He wrote for both of you. Hey, boys, first time, long time. I love you. What is the absolute ideal smoke sesh like? Who are you with? What are you listening to, watching? What would you do or where would you go if you could get high literally anywhere with anyone without limit? It could be on a volcano in Greece with Dua Lipa. I don't care. I want to know.
That wouldn't be crazy. I mean, real talk, Dua Lipa's my low-key crush. Okay. I mean, she's just...
One kiss is all it takes.
In Greece?
Fall in love with me.
On a volcano. Yeah. Real talk, whew, that's like a fucking dream scenario where you're shooting on the spot. You know, like, I don't want to say something typical.
Yeah.
Oh, Snoop Dogg in Long Beach. You know?
Right.
You know, it'd be tight. I would say with my brother, like courtside at a basketball game or something.
Yeah.
Just chilling, you know, like just right. Be like my fam, you know what I'm saying? Like me and my brother, I mean, because smoking with him, it's like my little brother, you know what I'm saying? And we're Suns fans, so like courtside at the Suns game, just chiefing, that'd be an ideal fucking thing. Or at the Cardinals game or at a Sun Devils game, just chiefing right there, not giving two fucks, no one fucking with us.
Yeah.
You know, a blunt apiece maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be tight.
Fucks with that.
Or even in the owner's box or some shit. You know, that'd be so lit. Where, like, life's going on around you. Everybody has to pertain to these certain rules. And you're just in that VIP box just fucking, I want to talk to Samson.
Right?
What about you?
Fuck, bro. I mean, dude, like, I'm blessed to have fucking said I've seen some really cool fucking places in my life. And I've been to some really cool spots. And been able to smoke out with my lady and shit. Like, when we were smoking blunts on the beach in fucking Hawaii and shit, dude, like, at our fucking resort. Wow, bro. Like, you can't... Like, while you're sitting there, bro, you can't even believe it's kind of going on. You're just like, wow, dude. Like, I'm fucking in Hawaii right now with a blunt on a beach with my lady. Like, fucking... Can't ask for anything else, bro. It was a beautiful scenario. But I'm a simple motherfucker, dog. Like, real shit. Like, me and my lady, ever since we got these, zero gravity chairs and shit, we put them in the backyard and we fucking can lay back and just look at the stars and shit, and you know what I'm saying, like, yeah. Just smoke out. Like, I'm that simple, but I'm thankful to say that we've smoked out in some really cool spots, you know what I'm saying, in New York and fucking, you know, shit. I mean, we've snuck shit into Disneyland, Disney World, you know, smoking on fucking, smoking on the little fucking, you know, those little race cars, yeah. And shit, the Lightning McQueens and shit, like, ready for fucking the little tunnel to come up in the tunnel real quick, smoking and shit, like, little shit like that, smoking on the Matterhorn, done that shit, bro, like.
I think the biggest thing at this point is the fact that I've been smoking for so long, recklessly. Like, I've been in different cities, just walking down the fucking street, just burning. Like, it's not a... You act like you've been there before, and it's... People don't really fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? What was tight was walking down Haight Street in fucking San Francisco.
Okay.
A lot of fucking political protests.
Yeah.
And a lot of social movements have happened in that area with the gay rights and just human rights, period. Yeah, you know? Yeah. Smoking on Alcatraz was tight.
Okay.
That was fucking lit.
Hell yeah.
But just like I said, dude, it's not even like I don't smoke to fit in with anybody.
Yeah, no. But he's just talking about the ideal set.
But it just right now, it's just like, it's just a normal part of life. It's like brushing my teeth at this point. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That. I get that. That's not your ideal shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just saying like the ultimate spot. That's,
yeah.
That is dope right there. It's courtside. That'd be
or
the
in
shit.
Space, bro.
Dang, I mean,
imagine being lit with zero gravity.
You just keep going higher.
You just say,
that's true fucking high.
Yeah,
that's true high. I'm with that, bro. Yeah, man. I'm thankful to say I fucking smoked in some dope places with my lady and shit. And I can't ask for more than that. All right, brother. I think we are about ready to wrap this bitch up. Let me see. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. If this is your first time listening, please consider subscribing. And if you like what you heard, please leave a rating and a review. And if you really, really like what you heard, please consider becoming a Patreon member. There you can get the links to all the exclusive content, such as our Something New reviews, bonus behind-the-scenes footage, access to exclusive Hood Diner swag you can't get anywhere else. We're going to do this giveaway. Somebody's going to get some fucking headphones. Some, what do you call them? Skull candies. And go to the patreon.com/thehooddiner or click the link in the description. And yeah, I don't know how much of it I'm going to leave in there earlier. I think the whole conversation, but we're definitely going to start doing a Patreon only version of a podcast for people. No sponsors, no nothing, just straight to the fucking point. Some extra cool shit that we probably...
Pow, right to the kisser.
Yeah, we won't talk about like on the normal podcast, like some more fucking, you know... Some more real life shit, you know what I'm saying? Get to know Kaz and Century type shit. So that's going to be strictly for you guys that, you know, support us like that. So thank you again for being Patreon members. It's Tree Fitty. Actually, no, that's Jason. That's Jason Almy. He charges a whole 50 cent more than we do. We charge $3. Less than a Starbucks, bitch. Okay. I am Casual 520. That's K-A-Z-U-A-L 520.
I'm DJ Century. DJ underscore Century on all the platforms.
Yo, you wish. Somebody got to it, man. Have you checked lately to see if there's that's available?
You know what, bro? I'm just so... It just flows off the tongue.
DJ underscore Century. But think about that. I'm DJ Century.
I'm
at DJ Century.
At this point...
I'm going to go look real quick. Let's go to fucking... let's see.
Well, I'm not even on Facebook anymore.
No, I'm not looking on Facebook.
No, I'm just saying.
We're going to Twitter to see who at DJ Century is. DJ Century. Nobody. Shit's taking forever. Yeah.
Marius Sicca. No post.
Damn, yet. Look at, you know what came up? Fucking BickerBots.
Look at this shit.
Why? What does it say?
What the fuck? DJ Century, just 20 followers.
No posts.
No hosts?
No posts.
Hit him up.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Doc. Hit him up, dog. Fucking hit him up. Let me see. People, there's only a DJ Gobble, DJ Century 2013. The fuck, man? There is no DJ Century.
There's nothing Twitter. Appealing about a vegan mac and cheese.
Look at some BickerBots tagged you. It said, at DJ Century, I'd be a narco, LMAO. That was fucking PJ from BickerBots.
Is that from the old crew?
That's the old crew, dog. And he didn't do the underscore. He thought that you had the real shit.
Yeah. I do have the real shit, bitch.
I mean, you got the real shit, but you got the underscore shit.
Yeah,
gotcha.
You know what, though? I ain't even tripping on it.
I ain't tripping on it either, but still, just saying. Like, let's... If it becomes available, bro, why the fuck not? You know what I mean? Okay. Episode 131, man. Like I said, tune in next week, 132. We're going to have the homeboy Tommy Will coming in here. He's going to tell us about all his ventures and everything that he's been up to since he came on last time. I feel like since that dude was on our podcast.
Oh, he's been working.
He's blown the fuck out. He's been working, bro. He's got some really cool shit to talk to us about.
What you got going on this weekend, though?
I'm excited for that. This weekend, I'm going to try to see if my dad wants to go see the hitman's wife's bodyguard.
My Thea was talking about that when she said the first one was good.
It looks funny. It's funny as shit. They have it on Netflix.
Yeah, it's
Salma Hayek.
I got 2 gigs this weekend, obviously, my residencies. Like, they're at residencies, but they're unofficial residencies. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm at Highwire on Fridays, and then I'm at fucking Cobra on Saturdays. Okay. I'm looking to expand, like, a Thursday or a Monday somewhere. But
okay. You
know how Tucson is, bro. If it ain't Friday or Saturday, it's really hard to get it popping.
Check this out. By the way, I'm already, like, my sister. She has a half-sister. Who used to live here, moved to like Oklahoma, and now she's living in Vegas. But her dad lives here. She got married, but she wants to have a wedding down here.
Okay.
She's literally like, hey, dude, like, I need your help with everything. Find me a DJ, a photographer, videographer, food, place.
Okay. Who's paying for the wedding or the DJ? Don't say you.
Not me. No.
Don't say you.
She already told me her budget.
Cause then I'm like, fuck.
She already told me her budget. You know,
we'll talk about this off air.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I want you to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is family. I think that would be really dope to have you there.
Yeah.
You know,
bro. The thing is that I don't know if you've ever seen me really, really get down. Like, you saw me at Dre's and I think the barbershop, the barber battle. But like, I don't think you've seen me in my element.
No, I haven't. Like, I haven't. I've told you I need to post up so I can take photos for you like that. One of these nights, bro, for real.
The thing is this, bro.
I'll come out and play.
It gets nasty over there sometimes.
I've been seeing it. Jesus.
Bro, you've seen my stories, right? Jesus,
yeah, dog. I'm like, holy shit.
And I'm not going to act like I'm the only DJ that gets it off like that. But, you know, when they're that responsive to the music, like, I'm playing shit from like 2005, 2006. Reggaeton, like, if you're not like an OG reggaeton listener, you're not going to know these songs.
But, I mean, they still vibe, though.
Bro, they're requesting the shit and they're singing it fucking word for fucking word. So... I want to get like a promo video going just so I can fucking really, because you know Rip D does it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that motherfucker don't come out. He's already Mimi time before I even start and shit.
Right.
But I think I need to get like a blog going.
We have your fucking domain ready, bro. We need to get it. We just make a little page.
Make a YouTube page and just link it up there, right?
Are you still paying for the fucking the Adobe?
Yeah.
okay, Adobe Portfolio, there's your website.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah.
It's included.
Okay.
It's its own Squarespace.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about paying for anything extra.
Or you bought the domain.
Oh, yeah, you bought the domain. We just renewed it. But I'm saying, like, I'm learning how to work with Adobe Portfolio once I do.
Oh, bro, once shit. I learn how to, all I got to do is sit there with YouTube tutorials and I'm thinking it'd be good.
But we need the content for it, is what I'm
for
saying.
Sure, for sure. For sure. So, yeah. It's just hard because Josh gets there at a different time. I'm not going to hire a fucking intern to fucking, blah, 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 with a gibble, you know? I want to learn light values. I want to get a low light camera. But yeah, that's what I got going on this weekend. We'll get all that shit popping. But
yeah, no,
anything else?
I'm wrapping up a couple. I'm wrapping up two websites because I brought on two more websites. And I want to wrap those up before vacay so I can have a little extra spending cash out there and shit. I'm going to ball out, bro.
Oh, we didn't do no show, no love.
I'm going to buy lobster. No love. Lobster fucking. Okay. Yeah. I'll insert it. What you got?
I'll show love to my mullet, dog. My shit's on
fleek. Bro. You're fucking, you're rocking the fuck
I'm
out
I'm fucking
of that.
Stunning right now. I need a little more length in the back. Pause.
My shit ain't till Saturday.
But yeah, bro, I don't know how long I'm going to keep this mullet because it's fucking hot right now.
It's hot as fuck.
Yeah, so this shit might be a week or two. And I might buzz this shit, just get a little, you know, a little taper or whatever. But, and then no love to Taco Bell, bro. They give me the shits right now, dog.
You sure did.
Thank God for fucking Dude Wipes.
Right.
Come in the clutch.
Shout out to Dude Wipes.
Your bum clean.
Let me show love to him.
Your bum.
I'm going to show love to this week. You know what? I'm going to show love to Adam Simmons since he gave us that question.
Yeah.
That was cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to do more shit like that. We have a fucking actual hotline that people can go. And it was funny, too, because, like, Mikey sent us something for, like, episode, like, 100 or some shit. And I didn't see it till like, 2 weeks later. I got to figure out how to turn the fucking shit on for it. But, like, yeah. But, yeah, I'm going to show love to Adam for sending us a little question. And, let me see. You know, I never really gave a no love for that whack ass fucking Fruit Loops shake that we got that one day. So no love to fucking Hamburger Stand for not mixing my Fruit Loops shake up. That's fucking hood, huh? Showing no love to something that happened like 2 weeks ago. I'm crying over spilled shake, people. I'm crying over spilled shake.
This is a question that I want to reach out to 808 and get his take on it. Maybe we can get him to drop us like a air note or whatever, you know? The government just made Juneteenth a national holiday.
Okay.
And he put trash, like the emojis. And I want to see his take because him being African American.
Okay.
And why he feels that way, that's trash. Mm-hmm. That's something that I really have no comment on because I don't come from African ancestry. So, like, the whole slavery thing, I know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't my people, if that makes any sense.
I mean, we'll ask Tommy Will when he's there next week.
Yeah, we'll ask him too. But I mean, but it was 808's reaction.
Yeah.
So maybe we can play his little testimonial or whatever.
Maybe we can get Bobby Moore to call in and talk about that.
Yeah, too. Yeah. Well, we'll speak on the subject. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just
like yeah. I'll link that up. I'll make sure that.
Why? Because he's black.
Yeah.
Well, no, but that's specific though. That's specific to the question of Juneteenth right? being.
I mean, you brought it up. That's what you want to know.
Yeah.
You want to know people's opinions on that shit. You know what I mean?
For sure. Just it's literally diving into the mind of a person that. I mean, it affects all of us.
Yeah.
But the African American demographic specifically, you know, that's Juneteenth, you know, that. So I know a little bit about it and I'm going to probably do some research so I don't sound completely ignorant when we talk about it.
Right.
On the next podcast. But yeah, man, we're 10 minutes into saying goodbye. So
right.
I'm going to wrap it up and
wrap this bitch, guys.
Peace.
Peace.
Yeah. Some good ass weed.
millions of lives are controlled by a handful of men. Now, the truth can finally be told. The Inner Circle.